This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, thanks for listening to AFR, American Family Radio. We're here every Friday with this show, providing... What do we strive for, Ed?
Well, we aim to make our students here at Learn the Universe the smarterer, betterer, and awesomer.
Right, right.
I mean, you really. And,
the
you know,
simple
it is,
charter we have.
That's right. And this is graduation weekend for a lot of people. And, you know, JJ, we encourage our young people to give 110%.
We do, and we want to make this a pitch for you. We're going to start a rugby team, and if you have no problem with getting multiple concussions, we got a spot for you on our virtual rugby team here at Learning University. Hey guys, I want to make mention next week, and I'm going to be in Newton, Kansas all weekend. Newton Weekday Bible School 100th year celebration, free event, no tickets. Lindley Hall, that's next Saturday evening. Sunday morning, I'll be speaking at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Newton. Sunday evening, Newton Bible Church. Can't wait to meet so many of our Kansas listeners next weekend.
Back to the phones.
All right. We are going next to Louisiana, and Joe is on the line. Joe, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, distinguished professors. Glad to be on with you today.
Thank you for your honesty, Joe.
Where do you live in Louisiana?
I live in Oil City.
Oil City, Louisiana. Isn't there an Oil City, Pennsylvania, too?
There is.
All right.
Near Cranberry, and that's a good area.
We're just about 15 miles north of Shreveport.
Okay. All right.
You know where that is.
Then you know all about some good cooking down there with all of the crawfish boils.
I hadn't missed any meals lately. So
yes, sir. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Joe?
We're gonna do both today.
Which one you feel confident about?
Confident. Absolutely sure. The three friends, so-called friends or counselors.
I'm glad you said so-called friends. Here's the Old Testament question. Who did Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar try to comfort / counsel?
That would be our friend Job.
Yes, sir. Job. Nicely done. They came and tried to offer some comfort, but it was pretty, it's more of a dog pile. They really gave him a lot of grief.
Dog pile.
What'd they do that for?
Yes, sir.
You know, they just wanted to say, you're hurting because of your sin. Yeah, he was very successful. And they said, you've obviously sinned. If you'll just repent of your sin, you'll get back to good health. And he said, guys, I can't think of anything I've done wrong. And they just told him to shut up. And they said, are you going to argue with God? Look at you. You've sinned, and that's the reason for your problem. And then if that wasn't enough for one to do that, the next one did, and the other one did.
Mm. So do you think they colluded? Huh? On that one?
Yeah, I don't know. It takes up quite a few chapters there in Job, but there are a lot of good instruction there.
Yeah. All right. So Joe, I ask a good answer.
Thanks for reading your Bible.
It's from Job in the Old Testament. So, question. What's your question for us?
All right. Where was the first over the water oil well drilled in the United States?
Oh wow! So you got those rigs out there in the coast, and I'm going to guess it's off the coast of Louisiana, since Joe said that.
I'm going to say it's in the Gulf of America.
Oh, I like the way you think.
It's in the Gulf of America. America.
But where? Off of which?
I'm going to go off the shore of Louisiana.
That's probably. Right. Yeah, off the shore of Louisiana.
I'll go
Not
with you
Galveston,
guys.
But Louisiana.
Right. Yeah, you're going to have to go a few hundred miles north. It would be in Oil City, Louisiana, on Caddo Lake.
Okay.
Oh, so it's in a lake?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't it be?
I mean, 1911.
If it's in the ground in Louisiana, it doesn't necessarily, it could be in the ground under a lake, right?
Yeah, true.
That's what we're talking about here. So we're talking about, you said you're it's near you.
Yeah, I live on the lake. I live right on the lake.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh,
so you look out there and you can see that oil rig, that floating oil rig.
Is it still out there?
There's a bunch of oil rigs out there. They're not rigs. They have whales, a bunch of oil whales now.
Right.
Okay. Out there all over
the
lake.
Can you hear them?
Just built on a platform, like on a huge scaffolding?
Yeah, they're on platforms.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. They're on platforms. Well, a lot of them are still on wooden poles, like telephone poles. A lot of them are.
That's impressive.
Wow.
Yeah. That was up, say it's in 1911. Now, they said there was another oil well built over water, but you could access it from the land. But the first true where you had to reach it by barge was on Caddo Lake in Oil City.
You know, now I want you to think about those of you that do the DIY projects. You're going to be doing a lot of that over this weekend. To get out there on a barge and a little bit wobbly, and then you're having to handle all the materials and you're having to do the work. That's hard. You just take somebody on a lake that's building piers for somebody. That's harder than it looks.
So there's probably a few wrenches down on the bottom of the lake.
That's a good way to put that.
Someone dropped a couple
of tools. You know there is.
You're not far from Atlanta, are you, Joe?
No, sir. We're probably 25, 30 miles from Atlanta, south of Atlanta, straight down. Straight down, Atlanta, Texas, yes.
Yeah.
Is it Atlanta, Texas?
What he said.
Is the traffic as bad there as it is in Atlanta, Georgia?
You got Hartsville Airport.
Afraid not. No.
There is an Atlanta, Texas, just south of between Texarkana and Shreveport, right?
Oh. Huh.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, thank you for listening. And how long you been listening to AFR?
Mm-hmm. Oh, probably about 4 or 5 years.
Wonderful. Well,
thank you.
Tell your friends, thank you, and great answering this Bible question and good question for us.
All right.
Have a good weekend, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. Who's next, Ed?
All right, we're going to Kentucky, and Tony is on the line. Tony, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you.
Like that deep voice, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Oh.
Tony, what part of the Bluegrass State?
I live in the suburbs of New York.
Such as what? Like which borough?
Oh, maybe this was NY instead of KY. So you live in New York?
No, I live in Kentucky. Suburbs of New York, Kentucky.
Oh, no, there was a New York, Kentucky.
I just threw my hands up when you said New York. I just got done saying I didn't know there was an Atlanta, Texas, and I was afraid to say I didn't know there was a New York, Kentucky.
Where is that, Tony? What's it close to?
Well, it's about 20 miles west of Paducah.
Okay.
It's your neck of the woods, isn't it?
Yeah, I grew up in Owensboro. You know where Owensboro is?
Yeah, that's way east.
Yeah,
way east.
Way east, like 30 miles?
Like 150 miles.
Oh, right. Oh wow.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I'm between Louisville and Paducah, there in the middle.
Yeah. Well, Tony knows his... His home state's
his home turf.
That's right.
Better than I do.
Tony, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both. I was going for that Fujita question, but somebody got it. So I'll do both. I'll take the Memorial Day flower question.
Here's the question. What flower is associated with Memorial Day?
That would be the poppy, correct?
The poppy.
Wow.
The red poppy. You guys have time for a little backstory?
Sure.
Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae, a surgeon, spotted a cluster of poppies a spring after a horrible battle. The Germans unleashed lethal gas for the first time. 87,000 Allied soldiers were killed, 37,000 on the German side. A friend of his best friend was among the dead, and he saw the bright red blooms on the broken ground, so he wrote a poem in Flanders Field. That got so famous, that poem was published in a magazine in 1915, and it was used for many years at countless memorial ceremonies and became one of the most famous works to emerge from World War I. And so because of that, in Flanders Field, he talked about those red poppies. All these parades, if you remember when you were young, the veterans would have a little red silk poppy on their uniform, and they would sell these little red silk poppies to raise money for veterans. So there's the backstory.
Wow. Great background on that. Great question.
Hey, nicely done. What's your question for us? Yeah, so it's those red poppies as the the flower associated with Memorial Day.
That's right.
What's your question for us?
My question is, I'm sorry?
Go ahead. What's your question for us?
My question is also military related or war related. I was at the Normandy beaches a couple of years ago. I wanted to know, what is the code name of the operation that included the invasion of Europe at Normandy?
I've heard that so many
times. I can't.
And Ed is our military.
Oh, I'm not an expert. I cannot remember it. It's one of those things that I did know at one point, and it's disappeared into a locker somewhere.
All right, what's the answer?
What's the answer?
Operation Overlord.
Overlord, yeah. Of course. I've heard that so many times.
What does that mean? I wonder. You know, what was the genesis of the name?
I don't know.
It's a good question. Yeah. I don't know.
Sometimes they just come up with names, like they do for thoroughbreds.
CB Kentucky, handles.
Yeah, the Kentucky Derby. Just some kind of name that maybe, you know, you're trying to pick your pin for your computer. You don't want it to be easily, you know.
Yeah. Password.
Yeah, your password.
Your password. Like, you know, like Let mine.
Your password be password.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Right.
Nobody ever think of that one, really.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Yes, sir.
Tony, have a great Memorial Day weekend.
In New York, Kentucky.
Yeah.
New York.
Hey,
New York.
London, Kentucky, the storm damaged the runway, tore up a bunch of airplanes, really destroyed.
Like the other day?
Yeah, the other day, destroyed a lot of the town. In fact, 8 Days of Hope, they're deploying there right now.
Oh.
So anytime you hear of tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, you think of our ministry partner, 8 Days of Hope. You can go to 8daysofhope.com, find out more. They're going to Kentucky to try to help that hard-hit area.
You can sign up there to volunteer.
You can sign up.
Or
you
give.
Pray for them. Donate. That's right. But they're looking for volunteers. If you're a retired or a men's ministry or Sunday school class, homeschool family, you can head that way. That's where they're being deployed right now.
And you don't have to have building skills. There's all sorts of jobs that they have, and they'll feed you and put you up. And so it's a really important ministry.
8 Days of Hope.
8daysofhope.com. I love how Steve Tiber says, we're just trying to be the hands and feet of Jesus.
Right.
Let's repeat our questions for the last time for this show.
Okay, I have two questions remaining. The first one is a true-false. Here it is. Cheese is known to be the most frequently stolen food in the world. Is that true or false? And then a Bible question. At the end of each of the 7 letters in the book of Revelation, a promise is made to the one who does what?
How many dice are used to play Yahtzee? How many dice are used to play Yahtzee? That's the only one I've got. I can add one if that gets taken. Tim?
Yes, so my lone question remaining is this. For 4 years in a row, this sport was named the fastest growing sport in the U.S. What is it? Back to the phones, Ed.
All right. We go to New Mexico. And I had a question from a caller from New Mexico in a while. Daniel is on the line. Daniel, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, where do you live in New Mexico, Daniel?
I live in beautiful Raton, New Mexico.
Raton? All right.
¿Cómo estás? Yes, ¿cómo estás, Daniel?
Where do you live, Ed? In New Mexico.
Yeah, sí, muy bien.
Lived for a while in Las Cruces and Albuquerque.
So, oh, that's right. I was born in Albuquerque.
It's a beautiful state. I think it's the most diverse state in the country in terms of, you know, terrain and climate, and It's a beautiful place.
I rode a bicycle across the entire state, started in the Red River area, and went up to Albuquerque and where's the snow skiing thing at? I just drew a blank. Right.
Taos?
Taos. Went from Red River to Taos and Taos to Albuquerque. I forget how many miles, a couple hundred miles or whatever, riding a bicycle across the state.
Did you go faster uphill or downhill?
Like we were going faster downhill, but I was a little delirious after riding day after day.
Depends on what he's taking.
That's right. Hey, ask, answer, or do both?
Let's do both.
Which one?
And I can, which question I wanted to answer.
Yes, sir. Which one you want to answer, Daniel?
I'm not sure. The one at the end of Revelation, is it?
All right. Let me repeat the question. Daniel, at the end of each of the seven letters in the book of Revelation, a promise is made to the one who does what? What do you say?
Who has an ear, let him hear.
Okay. All right. So let him hear. Okay. I'm going to give it to you simply. Well, no, because there's not a promise made. You are right. At the end of each of the seven letters, it does say, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear.
Then it adds something.
But then it adds a promise to the person who does what? I'll give you another shot at it.
I cannot remember.
Okay. All right. We still got 9 minutes, so I'm going to wait
keep
and see
it
if
alive.
Something. Yeah, keep it alive a little bit because I don't have a whole lot of questions remaining. But you did get that part right. And so good on you, Daniel.
Yeah, thanks for reading your Bible. And Daniel, what's your question for us?
I have a question. The governor, Lew Wallace of New Mexico, who wrote Ben-Hur, he served in two armies. Which two armies were they?
He served in both the Union Army and then the Confederate Army.
No, it was the Mexican Army.
He served in the Mexican Army?
Yes, very briefly, and okay. Then he came back to the United States.
Yeah, so
that's remarkable.
What was his name?
That's
Lew Wallace.
No.
He wrote Ben-Hur.
Yeah, one of the most famous. I mean, that's a classic.
Yeah.
That book.
Hey, nicely done. Thank you for listening to AFR.
Yeah.
Hasta luego.
Have a great weekend, Daniel. By the way, Ben-Hur was, in the 1800s, the 19th century, the best-selling book behind the Bible. Second
right.
to the Bible. Very popular novel.
And a little boy had a puppy, and a fellow walking by, what's your puppy's name? He said, Ben-Hur. He said, did you name that? And he said, yes, sir. He said, well, I just got to ask you, that's such a unique name. Why would you name that puppy dog Ben-Hur? Said, well, we started off naming it. We thought it was a girl, and then we realized it was a boy, so they changed the name.
Ben-Hur.
Oh, they started naming. They called him Ben, then realized it was a female after it's a few weeks old.
I'm guessing that's not true.
No, that's not true.
All right, we go to Mississippi, and Aaron is on the line. Aaron, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. Where do you live in Mississippi?
I live in Wiggins, Mississippi.
Wiggins, all right.
Stone County.
So, Aaron, you want to ask
Stone County, that's right.
Man, you know your geography.
He does.
I mean, can somebody say wherever.
It blows my mind.
Oh, are you right next to Clay County? You know, highway, whatever. He names the highway.
I'm just pretty good at that.
I'm not that good.
You know, the problem, though, they don't offer that in the Olympics. But that's going to change because if they got breakdancing, then they're going to create that category for Tim to get
a gold
medal.
Actually, one of my college roommates was from Wiggins, Stone County. That's how I know that.
You don't have to give all your secret parlor tricks. Don't give away all your secrets, Tim.
Yep.
All right.
Aaron, ask, answer, or both?
I'd like to do both, please.
Which one you feel good about?
Well, the only one I was confident about was the one about Job. Uh-huh. I knew it for sure. I don't know the answer to your other biblical question, but I am interested to know the answer when, if you'll give the answer when the show's over.
We will. Yes, we will. Do you? So you're.
I'll just guess.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You want to answer? So which one do you want to answer?
I'll just go with the true or false.
All right, cheese is known to be the most frequently stolen food in the world. Aaron, is that true or false?
I'll say true.
It is true.
What?
It is the most frequently stolen
food in the world. For those thieves.
Why would you say that, Aaron? What did you think of that?
Uh, I don't know, but I do remember when I was in high school, some of the guys I was in school with, our ag teacher had started selling beef jerky and cheese, and he had a huge cheese wheel out in the fridge in the shop. And one of the guys I went to school with shoved that whole cheese wheel in his backpack and took it out to his truck, and the whole thing ruined.
Oh, wow. What a waste.
Why did he
do that? There's a moral to that story.
A basketball.
Wow.
He stole the teacher's...
Was it a prank?
No, it wasn't a prank. He intended on keeping it, but it ruined in his truck.
Well, there you go. That shows you that people are doing, I guess, what is it, easy to stick in your pocket? Or
well,
or
no, it's because there? It's when I was researching this, it is because it's a staple food, but also because of the fact that it does come in these big wheels,
right?
That people can steal it and cut it up and sell it individually.
Oh,
especially in Europe.
Central America, it's a big. They got your cheese cartels.
cheese cartels.
It's a big problem.
Yes, it is.
And you just don't want to get on the wrong side of those people.
Yeah, you don't have a problem with the American cheese, but you do with some of the other kind of sharp cheeses. Yeah. Oh, okay, Aaron, what's your question for us? Cheese cartels.
Okay. In the Laura Ingalls Wilder books, the Little House on the Prairie books, in The Long Winter, Almanzo Wilder and his friend went to get wheat because everyone was starving. What was his friend's name?
My 10-year-old daughter, Tegan, is shouting out the answer. She's binge-watched every episode about three times
but
now.
This is in the books.
Yeah, she knows.
Can I take a shot?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Please.
Tom Sawyer. Am I right?
He's going to go with Tom Sawyer, I'm going to say Huck Finn.
From the 1800s.
Yes. I'm going to say Cesar Geronimo.
No, I don't. That's a classic book series.
Yes.
So great.
Yeah. But
I don't know the answer.
That's pretty deep.
What's the answer?
Yeah,
hey, we're up against the end of the show. Aaron, what's the answer?
Cap Garland.
Cap. Oh, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Knows
Cap
that.
Garland.
Cap Garland. Yeah. Cappy is what his close friends called him. Thanks, buddy.
He also died young.
Yeah.
He also died real young in a threshing accident. One of the threshing machines got him,
and
he died pretty young.
Oh, that's a true story, right?
That's true. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Wow. All
right. Hey, Aaron, we got to let you go. Cause
happy Memorial Day weekend.
Amen. Get Brad next week. Brad in Georgia, you just hold on. We'll get your phone number, and we'll get you on next week. Go ahead.
All right. At the end of each of the seven letters in the book of Revelation, a promise is made to the one who does what?
He who endures.
He who endures or overcomes. I would have taken either one.
How many dice are used to play Yahtzee, guys?
I don't know. Is it five?
What do you say, Tim?
Two, isn't it?
Five.
Five. Way to go, Ed.
Well, I tossed.
You got to have a full house. It's like playing cards, you know,
all right.
Full house and stuff.
4 years in a row now, this sport's been named the fastest growing sport in the U.S.
Pickleball, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, you're right, JJ.
Is it a sport or is it a game?
Pickleball.
It's a sport, boys and girls.
You have to move around with a paddle in your hand.
Are going to Costa Rica, Las Vegas. They're having tournaments all over the world.
Pickleball is the fastest growing sport in the U.S.
I would have picked a different name.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. What's
kind of like miniature tennis.
Yeah.
Really,
glorified
table tennis. That's what you want to call it. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.